Hi there guys, it's Jimul for AboveTopSecret.com bringing you this week's gossip and of course the cheesy sound clips this week with extra real flavoured cheese. I've had an exceptionally busy week, so my gossip might be a little bit outdated, the stuff I collected over the past week or so, but I'm sure you'll still enjoy it. Well, hopefully you'll enjoy it.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Beep, 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 yeah! Yeah!
This week I noticed a lot of sexual topics, and it seems like ATS members just cannot let go, or they just cannot pass a topic where they can talk about sex. I think if the Three Amigos considered opening a forum for sexual topics, then that forum will probably bypass the aliens forum with numbers. Like this one, it was a news article posted by One Crisis. There was this naked man arrested for concealed weapon, and apparently this man was laying on a tree stump masturbating beside a nature path near a Bay Area rapid transit, and apparently he had some kind of tool up his you know what. And actually this article was featured in Mondo Bizarro by Johnny Anonymous, his little podcast there. But anyway, people just love talking about this, and you hear the funniest stuff, like who was it? It was Xeros. He came up with this funny excuse. Yeah, they were talking about what you're gonna say to the police as an excuse, and Xeros says, "Just say this at your trial. I got a puncture and went to fix it, but somehow my trousers and underwear fell down, and I tripped landing on my pump, and unfortunately an ant's nest. While I was vigorously trying to get the ants on my genitalia, I became unintentionally aroused. My bike was stolen at this time just before the cops passed by." End quote. Now, is that hilarious or what? I think that's brilliant.
I wanna hump a lot.
Excuse me?
I want a humpalot.
Then ATS got its own love doctor, and I don't mean the member love doctor. No, I mean a member had half a mind to give love and sex advice. That's right. Member half-minded, posted a thread in general chit-chat. He says, "Free love and sex advice. Anything you want to ask me. All right, boys and girls, I'm here to offer my services to all the needy. If you have any questions regarding relationships, love, etc., you can post your questions here and I will try to answer them." End quote. Then member Vegemite hits back with a question. "So what are your credentials for giving out advice?" End quote. And half-minded reply is, "Do you ask your friends for credentials when they advise you on your life problems?" And that is the problem. You see, most people have years and years of friendship with the person before they start sharing their sex and love advice. And to end that, member Paul asks, "Are you offering advice on free love? Are you one of them hippies?" End quote. Then I have a question for member Half-Minded. Tell me, are you Dr. Ruth?
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
And then sadly, one of my own threads made it to the gossip column, and that is of course the thread I posted in Cryptozoology and Mythical Bees. It's a picture of Bigfoot with an erection. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. No, it's a legit picture, meaning that it is out there on the Bigfoot sites, and they're advertising it as, or not advertising, putting it out there as another Bigfoot picture, or also known as Blob Squatch. But the comment on the article where I found it is that the blurry being, aka Bigfoot, actually has an erection in this picture. And this thread went downhill all the way to general chat and into the black abyss of cyberspace, because people just cannot help but comment on the size of Bigfoot's weenie. Poor guy, you would have as well if you've seen the picture. If not, go find that thread. It's somewhere in general chat at the moment. It's funny actually. Sadly not so much good came from it for cryptozoology, but it was good for a smile or two.
Live people ignore the strange and unusual. I myself am strange and unusual.
Then something else strange happened on ATS. It's called apologies. I know, it's shocking, but there were a couple of strange apologies. The first apology was posted by Massey Saw, and he posted a thread, "My apology to Dr. Fungi." And then later, Dr. Fungi posted a thread in members forum saying, "I'm sorry." And they give this long explanation about what happened and how sorry he is. And it sounds like ATS was really, really mean to Dr. Fungi. And actually, that's not a bad idea for a forum either, the "I'm so sorry" forum. And you know, we can all get into fights, and you know, like we always do, and then we just go to this forum and post a thread and say, "Listen here, so I'm sorry. I yelled at you. I called you an idiot. I am sorry." I've done it again. I ventured into conspiracies in religion, and Mr. Sun Matrix says the Antichrist comes to power. He says, "How will the Antichrist come to power? The rapture of the Christians throughout the world will occur. That is why there is a pre-trib rapture," whatever that may mean. "The lie is already in place to explain it. Alien abductions. The world will accept the new world order because the earth is being attacked by aliens. The whole alien UFO thing is a crock. How many millions of light years is the nearest galaxy? Oh yeah, it's too far. Let's make up wormholes so it is possible. There are no aliens, only Hollywood." End quote. Once again, the conspiracy theorists are talking in a language I cannot possibly understand. The first reply from Mr. Harpstrings, he says, "Look into your Bible and then wake up to what has happened around you and praise Adonai with all of your heart and body. There is no rapture by God," and he doesn't even want to say God. Anyway, that was an end quote there. And if you're somehow confused, I know this can be confusing things here. Queen Annie, she simply replies, E equals MC squared. End quote. That's it. Are they talking some sort of secret language? I just don't get this guy, and yet I need to go back there time and again to satisfy my curiosity. Why? I do not know. Can somebody please help me?
There seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
And then here's something really freaky or interesting. I don't know what you call it, but David Icke's kid has a band, and they are called Cody. That is from member Paul, who shares this with us. And I'm curious as to what the hell that band may sound like. Or, never mind that, what education, what psychological problems that poor kid has. I mean, Marilyn Manson, watch out. Then we had a thread by SKJLDDIS in Aliens and UFOs, and he talked about human cow hybrids. And this, of course, was a cue for some hilarious bovine jokes. Personally, it reminded me of that song called Cows with Guns. You remember? Cows with Guns. Then there's a new member, a newbie. Am I allowed to call fellow members a newbie? Anyway, a person called Unrealized. Now, there's something makes me a bit uneasy whenever I read any of his posts. To me, it seems like your typical teenage rebellious kind of guy. I mean, let's take a look at a few of the threads he made. For instance, in the Rants forum, he says, underwear or not, much to the disgust of some members, I enjoy freeballing it. Hey, I wash my pants and wipe my butt properly. I'm a clean individual. But there is nothing better than wearing no underwear at all. None of that compressed feeling downstairs. None of that extra washing. And he goes on with that. And then another thread. Oprah Winfrey parading self-indulgent hoe. I do not like Oprah Winfrey. I think she gives way less than she gets. If she really wants my respect, she'd give at least 1% of what she truly earns, and then she'll be a good Samaritan in my book. Until that day, she still wears Gucci. And he says that he actually edited the post because he says it was going to cause some troubles, but already people reacted to his I don't know what to call his thread, but like Chisler says right at the beginning, the first reply, wow. And then a different thread in a thread called Hand in Hot Water Prank, totally unrelated to the topic. He says, I once had a dream where I did it with a can of tuna. It was quite an erotic dream. And I don't know what to say. My guess is that dear friend Mr. Unrealized is not going to be a member as long as he would like to be. But hey, that's just me. It's my opinion. I'm probably wrong. He's just trying to fill up on points or attention, or I have no idea what he's looking for, but he's going to bump into some of the grumpy ATS members, and he is not going to like that.
Oh, behave!
Sarcasm is anger's ugly cousin. From now on, unacceptable.
One of us is in deep, deep, deep trouble.
And then some short notices. Mr. Clearwater doesn't like the made-in-China buckets you tie onto your feet. DJ Arams, or is it Jarams, is our newest super moderator. And then Parisia had a little invasion.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Then we have another lovely thread from member Undo in Aliens and UFOs, and it is aptly called Our Reptilian Past. And there's the usual senseless banter about reptilians, but this the difference with this post or this thread is that member Undo has absolute proof. He says, in fact, the only artifacts from that time frame other than reptilian figurines are of headless or legless female bodies with huge breasts, huge thighs, and no legs below the kneecap. All of them are the same. That look suspiciously like Thanksgiving turkeys. In fact, that may very well be what it is. These may be depictions of a reptilian or Nephilim dinner, a plumped up human female with head removed and legs removed below the knee. Then another thread that is causing quite a stir, or rather a lot of hate mail, a lot of hate posts, is a thread by the Chosen Few in the New World Order forum, and he says Google is the dark horse, and actually his post has nothing to do with Google. It's about blinking ads, and I think he actually maybe had some sort of seizure because of all the flashing ads and thus lost his mind and wrote this post. Then there was another thread we see from time to time. What do the Amigos look like? And this time it was posted by a Russian soldier. And as usual, we had a fair share of funny pictures of what Skeptic Lord Springer and Simon looks like. And we actually had a picture there from Skeptic Overlord's hand, holding a little phone there and revealing that he actually uses an apple. Let's not go into that right now. And well, basically I think most people agree that the three Amigos are three stooges. Well, it was all fun and game until Anxiety Disorder posted something that, well, some feel was personal information, and everyone was like, oh no, you just spoiled our fun, Anxiety Disorder, stop it. And you are just all sore losers because Anxiety Disorder found the information you were actually looking for. I have to agree, I personally wouldn't like my personal information posted on the internet, but I think you're being bit too mean to Anxiety Disorder.
Now that's a real shame when folks be throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that.
I think I'm going to finish off now. I'm going to finish with a little dedication to DC Fusion. I'm sure he'll enjoy this little song. Well, actually, I'm just going to play him a small part of the song. I don't know who to credit this song to. It landed in my inbox, in my email, and it's all around the internet, and I just can't pinpoint the original creator of the song, but this one is for DC Fusion. It is called My Cubicle.
My cubicle, my cubicle, it's one of 62. It's my small space in a crowded place, just a 6x6 old booth, and I hate it, that's the truth.
Okay, so this was Jim Wolf with this week's gossip and interesting and odd threads. Just to handle the credits, I just want to say thank you to the following people, and that is the makers of Awesome Powers, Golden Member, Ghostbusters, Star Wars, Godfather, and Jurassic Park, and Toy Story. Yeah, I used some clips out of all those movies. So thank you to all those movie makers for the use of their clips. And then just one final warning, don't ever get in the way of Just Generic when she's sick. She'll run you over like a truck, and then you will want to date her. This is Jim Wolf for now. Goodbye.
Oh, stop being such a drama king.
I see you shiver with anticipation.